A school for girls. Aspasia also founded a school where wealthy young women could learn the foundations of philosophy and rhetoric, which is the art of speaking and writing well. These schools, sometimes called salons, were often not taken seriously. Aspasia's school was different. It was an environment where girls could learn more than sewing and amusements. Students debated philosophy and politics. Aspasia inspired many students. She showed great courage in opening such a school, and it further established Athens as the center of learning in Greece. She was using her talents to enrich the lives of girls. Aspasia was giving back to her new home and its people. Captions. Details on a kylix. Kylix, or large bowl, show three Greek people debating. Young girls often played games like knucklebones, which is like jacks. Chapter 3. Peloponnesian War. Under the leadership of Pericles, Athens had become the most powerful city-state in the region. But Sparta was also a powerful city-state. Sparta and Athens had gone to war before, and a rivalry still existed. In 430 BC, another war between Athens and Sparta began. It was the Peloponnesian, Pel-a-pun-ni-gian, War. Sparta had a very strong army, so Pericles developed a plan of attack using the Athenian navy and led his people into war against the Spartans. Map. Ancient Greece. Map labels. Europe. Byzantium. Asia. Troy. Aegean Sea. Ionian Sea. Delphi. Thebes. Athens. Corinth. Miletus. Olympia. Sparta. Crete. Mediterranean Sea. Map key. Dot. City-state.